Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Summit of the Americas gets underway today, but one key figure is missing. President Trump announced earlier this week that he'll skip the summit in Lima, Peru, because of the situation in Syria. Vice President Mike Pence has been dispatched to the summit in the president's place, along with Senator Marco Rubio, who's become a key voice on Latin American issues. Joshua Goodman is Andy's news director for the Associated Press, and Josh says that while Latin American leaders feel something of a snub from President Trump, there's a bit of relief, too.
I don't think many of the leaders in the region, even leaders that are sort of pro-American, were looking forward to shaking Trump's hands. I mean, this is a guy who regularly insults Latino immigrants, wants to build a wall with Mexico and, you know, rip up trade deals, all of which are policies which much of the region rejects.
So what's at the top of the agenda then for this Summit of the Americas this year?
The Summit of the Americas began as a gathering of hemispheric leaders to discuss a trade pact going from Alaska to the tip of South America. That died a very boisterous death about a decade ago at the Summit of the Americas in Argentina. The summit since then really has just been a meet and greet, and it basically becomes a forum for discussing the hot topic of the moment. Right now, that's Venezuela. This administration, and they deserve credit for it, really has focused attention on Venezuela in a way that the Obama administration has not. And the region is very worried about the demise of democracy and the economic crisis in Venezuela. So they have been looking and taking cues from the United States on this very important issue, on ways to basically pressure the Maduro government to get its act together and make sure that the humanitarian crisis there doesn't spill across the borders. So that's what they'll be talking about with Vice President Pence and looking for ways to coordinate a strong action against the Maduro government.
Now, Vice President Pence is representing the administration on this trip, but also along is Marco Rubio, Republican senator from Florida, who, Josh, has been a very strong critic from the Senate floor of the government in Venezuela.
That's right. Senator Rubio is a household name in Caracas. They mockingly refer to him as Narco Rubio because he's so obsessed with exposing the drug trafficking by top Venezuelan officials. He really, you know, has the president's ear and the vice president's ear on policy options towards Venezuela. It's sort of shaped by his own Cuban heritage and his family's experience with the Castros. He basically thinks you need to have a really strong bravado, you know, against Maduro to pressure him into easing up on some of his policies. So he'll be there. A lot of leaders in the region want to hear from Senator Rubio. They're meeting with him one-on-one. And, you know, when he shows up, people take notice.
Josh, before I let you go, you know, I saw a report that displayed the White House schedule for Vice President Mike Pence's visit that said the vice president was going to attend a dinner with Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kaczynski in Lima. Apparently, the White House missed the fact that Kaczynski resigned 3 weeks ago. Are they going to perceive this as a White House that maybe isn't taking Latin America too seriously?
Look, I mean, Latin America is pretty accustomed to the ignorance of American leaders when it comes to Latin America. There's a famous line when Ronald Reagan touched down, I believe it was in Chile or maybe he named the wrong country and he said, hello, Bolivia or hello, Colombia. These sort of insults born of ignorance are unfortunately pretty common when it comes to U.S. Latin American relations. But I think the region overall has just sort of shrugged them off more recently. They have a lot more options on the table. China's very interested in investing in the region, Russia, other parts of the world. And they're not, as I'd say, thin-skinned as they had been in the past.
Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, touched down for the Summit of the Americas. Joshua Goodman, Andy's news director for the AP. Josh, thank you.
Thank you very much.